This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the second show of Fracturing Football. I'm your main host, Noah Lichtenberg. Alongside of me, I got my co-host, Jack Edwards. And joining us, we have two new guests, Ethan Sellers and Jace. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
What's up, guys?
Hey. I'll go first. So I'm Jace. I'm a 3-4 student. So it means I'm a first-year staff member here at the station, and I want to be in sports when in the future. And I'm just kind of like doing things around the station that just help contributing around the station.
I'm Ethan. I am a 7-8. I have a show every Thursday morning from 6 to 7:30 called The Breaking Point. You guys should tune in.
So early.
I know. It's a hard wake up, but you know.
So we're going to hop into the very first topic of today's show, and that's going to be the NFL trade deadline, which was last Tuesday.
Crazy and week.
Three huge trades.
Crazy.
First one being Kelvin Benjamin from the Carolina Panthers to the
Buffalo
Bills.
I did not expect that.
So what do you guys think of that trade?
I feel like when it comes to the Bills, it definitely benefits them because they need receivers, especially how big of a year Tyrod Taylor's having. In order for him to have that year, keep having that good of a year, he needs to have targets. So definitely that helps. But then on the Panthers side of it, they're letting Devin Funchess now have a lot more freedom on the offense. So, but definitely, I think now the Panthers have to rely a lot more on their run game, in my opinion.
I mean,
yeah, I think Christian McCaffrey is definitely going to benefit from him leaving. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think that it was a terrible trade for the Panthers because they lost a big target, and that was Cam Newton's number one target. He's a big, tall person who would always go out and catch, and he's on my fantasy football team, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Same. I accidentally started him this week, and he was inactive this week.
I was surprised by that trade, honestly, because it makes no sense for the Panthers. I mean, you're a competitive team. Why trade one of your best offensive assets for draft picks?
Well, I heard it was like, he was too similar to Devin Funchess and didn't have a good attitude. So I think it makes sense. All right, up next, we have some more NFL news. This is some very special news. We brought in one of our favorite guests on Fracturing Football, Max Hurwitz. Here you go.
What is up, guys? I am Max.
Hi, Max.
You might know me as the kicker enthusiast.
Ooh, okay.
So I've come on for a short amount of time just to talk about the last week's recent kicker update. So Greg the Leg Zuerlein of Los Angeles Rams still on top, number one. Last week Zuerlein puts up 17 points. Noah, how many players on your team put up 17 points?
Two.
And who were they?
One of the wait actually 17 points. I think the only one that beat that was Alvin Kamara.
And Kamara he's the number one running back. How many touchdowns did he score?
Two, I think.
Two. So that's worth 12 points. So he only really had 5 points worth of non-scoring.
Well, he got more than 17. He got like 20-something.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Still, that's one player ahead of Greg the Leg. And number two, Jake Elliott of the Philadelphia Eagles last week putting up 9. Not the highest, but he has been very, very consistent throughout the season. 8, 11, 19, 10, 11, 12, 8, 9. Can't get more consistent than
what
that.
A kicker.
That is true.
Number three, Kai Forbath. He was on a bye last week, but before his bye, he put up 15 and 23 points. Kickers, they are just underappreciated.
I agree with that.
They can make or break your team. And I agree with that and the defense.
Yes. Yeah. Jags defense, man. I have them in both my leagues. Great addition, but that's off topic.
It's not kicker related.
It's only up to the kickers.
So the top three of Forbath, Elliott, and Greg the Leg. However, one man who was not in that top three deserves much talk. Our very own Adam Vinatieri.
The GOAT.
Has moved up to number two.
Oh my gosh.
In the all-time NFL scoring list.
He's the what man. A legend.
Right behind
Walt Anderson.
Morton Anderson. And you know what position Morton Anderson is?
Quarterback.
Kicker.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't he used to kick for the Broncos?
Kickers are the highest scoring in the NFL. Like, number one, number two, and number three. All kickers. I'm sure number four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten are also kickers. I just haven't looked that up.
Wait, didn't Mort Anderson used to kick for the Broncos?
I am not sure. but he was from Michigan State. He kicked for Michigan
and
State.
I knew that.
So that is the weekly kicker update. Congratulations to Adam Vinatieri. Greg the Leg, keep it up. Ryan, suck up. You're still my favorite. And yeah, I'm Max.
Thank you very much, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
All right, what do you guys think? Do you think Adam Vinatieri has enough left in him?
He's 100 behind him, and I mean, I don't think he's going to get it this year. I think he's going to have another year, and if he's 44, I mean, I don't know if he's got another year in him.
But he plays like he's young. Like he still comes up clutch. Like he still honestly, I think he can go for like two more years.
Didn't he kick a 53-yard field goal this week? Or something like that.
Yeah, 53 yards.
And if he can kick that at this age, and he made it with plenty of, like it was dead center, it was perfect. I think that he can keep going for a good year or two more, at least.
On the note on that, with the kicker topic, I really do miss the Colts' fourth down army with Matt Overton, McAfee, and Vinatieri. I mean, that was the best special teams in all the league.
Matt McAfee. Oh.
R.I.P.
I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him. I listened to his podcast today. It was actually really good.
All right, on that topic, we hope that Adam Vinatieri still has something left in him, gets to that number one in NFL point scores. So we had this song for him, Running on Empty.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football, where you get to hear more of my great voice.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football. And in this next segment, we're going to play the start, sit, trade game for three main guys. And Noah, I'm going to start off with you. So the three guys that we're talking about in this segment is LeGarrette Blount, Isaiah Crowell, and Alvin Kamara, three running backs. What do you think about that, Noah?
All right, for sure, starting Alvin Kamara. I picked him off of waivers. I love him to death. He got 31 points this past week. He's been going off. I love him. I'm going to sit LeGarrette Blount. And I'm going to maybe even drop him, because even though he's still kind of the starter at Philadelphia, they kind of named him the starter. He has to share carries with Jay Ajayi, and he's only got 3.5 points this past weekend. And I think Jay Ajayi is going to become the starter, or is going to become the starter. And
completely
I think,
agree.
Yeah, he's definitely sitting him. And I think I would trade away Isaiah Crowell. He had a bye this past week, but week 8 he got 16 points. And so his value may seem kind of high to other people, but otherwise he hasn't been doing very well this season. So I think, plus he has to share carries with Duke Johnson, so I think I would definitely trade him away. What do you guys think?
Mine would probably be very similar to yours. I would definitely start.
We look at two bigger running backs, Ezekiel Elliott and David Johnson. Do you trade for or away for these guys?
I would trade Ezekiel Elliott as soon as possible, because his suspension thing, it's just too much to deal with. I think at this point that I think they are delaying the inevitable, that he will be suspended at one point or another, and you don't know when that's going to happen. It could be when you're right in the heat of the playoffs and then your team is just over with, and he has good value because no one knows his situation. With Duke Johnson,
David Johnson,
my bad. I think I would keep him because he will get better, and I think that he will start eventually. He may not be 100%, but I think that he can get back to David Johnson level.
I
disagree. I think that you should trade for Zeke, because I think that his thing is so iffy that people are going to be annoyed with it. I agree with that. But they're going to want to trade him away. So I think you could trade someone like Isaiah Crowell, who did good 1 week, and you might be able to get someone like Ezekiel, who is the number two running back. And it's just a week-to-week thing. So I think you got potential if you could trade for Ezekiel if someone's annoyed. Another team that has an injury, Jameis Winston. I'm very disappointed about him. I had him in one of my leagues. My team name was For the Winston. And fantasy-wise, I had to drop him, because he's going to be out at least 2 to 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. And that just makes me think of Andrew Luck. You know, I don't want that problem on my fantasy team. So I had to pick up some quarterbacks off the waiver wire. But Jace, what do you think about the Buccaneers?
All I'm going to say is that this game this weekend was very interesting, with the whole Jameis Winston eating his fingers, saying we're going to eat W's today.
He did not eat the W.
He did not eat the W, and how he manages not only to start a fight, but also get hurt and gets Mike Evans suspended. So that game was definitely very interesting this weekend. And at the beginning of the season, I actually had...
The Eagles going into the during the offseason, like, I heard no talk about them. No one said anything about them. And then Carson Wentz came out, and he's MVP candidate for sure. And the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. So I think that'd be really cool if they could come out and do that.
Definitely.
The favorites right now in the SPI. I think it's definitely going to be interesting. We got 8 more weeks left in the season. Anything can happen.
But thank you very much to Ethan and Jace for coming on to our second show.
Anytime.
We're going to wrap it all up.
A lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to the second show of Fracturing Football. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel.